Human service organizations, colleges and universities, and other institutions have increasingly relied on charitable giving as state and federal funding has failed and become uncertain in recent years. New tax rules that remove incentives for Americans to give to charities complicate philanthropy as well. GLT's Eric Stock reports some fundraising directors say they worry about how donors will view the new laws, but financial advisors say with proper guidance, charities can capture more donations than they've been leaving on the table.
One change in the Trump administration tax laws, the big bump in the standardized deduction, that has the potential to reduce the number of people who itemize deductions a lot, and thus the incentive to give to not-for-profit organizations. Mark First in Normal serves about 850 families who are coping with the physical and developmental disabilities every year. Most clients are children 3 and under. CEO Laura Furlong says money is tight as costs are rising and revenue is flat.
The reimbursement for services provided have not kept up. And that's why we see the need of fewer providers providing services, why we're seeing children go without services in our community, because it's a very difficult to provide services with rates that you were given 15 years ago.
Mark First is one of many charities that are navigating through a maze of new tax laws. The most significant for many is the standard deduction. Once $12,000, it is doubled to $24,000, thus removing some of the incentive to give. Furlong says Mark First has re-examined development, scaling back on fundraising events like dinners and golf outings, where return on investment is minimal.
Using our energies to develop those longer-term relationships and not spending so much energy on those one-time events where someone's buying a $75 ticket and that's their only contact with us.
Illinois State University is in the midst of its largest fundraising campaign in history. Redbird Rising aims to raise $150 million by July of next year. ISU's Vice President for University Advancement, Pat Vickerman, says his fundraising staff hasn't encountered hesitation from donors, but he acknowledges the law is still new.
I think we'll hear more questions once folks go through the tax season and they see the exact implication it has on them. It'll be a little bit of a ripple effect sometime after April, I believe, as far as the questions that will come in.
Vickerman adds the university tells its story to prospective donors by focusing on specific ways they can put a gift to work. He says access to education is a major hook for many. That's why giving to student scholarships and programs is strong. He says he doesn't think tax laws make much difference to that thinking.
I've been doing this for over 25 years, and it's long been said that tax incentives are really not a motivating factor in philanthropy and driving people to give back. It may be a very lower level one.
As a private institution, Illinois Wesleyan University relies on alumni, the community, and other donors to remain financially viable. Vice President for Advancement Steve Sebring says charitable giving is often an afterthought until symptoms of underfunding show up. He says technology helps fundraisers, but is a hindrance in other ways, particularly as people ditch landline phones for cell phones with unlisted numbers and use multiple email accounts.
Because you don't know if you're getting the email that they actually read. So it's not as clear that you're reaching people as clearly as we once knew that it was.
The taxpayers most affected by tax law changes aren't generally in the higher income bracket. Those who offer the largest gifts to charities, as Sebring notes, 90% of the university's gifts come from 10% of the donor base.
But those 10% started in that 90% at one point. They grow into that 10%. So we're very conscious of the need to keep people engaged, involved, and informed about what we're doing and why we're doing it.
Illinois State and Illinois Wesleyan Universities are brand names of the community. Their logos are splashed all over town, but there are dozens of other organizations that don't have the same visibility in the community or the marketing budgets to create that awareness. The Illinois Prairie Community Foundation is one of the places those organizations can turn for fundraising help. Executive Director Greg Meyer says he's worried those smaller charities that address specific community needs could suffer the most.
There are real concerns for the viability of small, independent nonprofits that rely heavily on annual consistent donations because they're living hand to mouth.
Meyer says the foundation is a fiscal sponsor for charity, serving the community in much the same way as the United Way, only in this case it's approximately 1,000 donors can dictate specifically which charity gets their gift in McLean, DeWitt, Livingston, and Logan counties.
We don't tell people who to give money to. We make it possible for them to give money to whoever they wish, using the tax laws if that is good for them.
It's not all gloom and doom for charities. Amy Beam is Vice President of Development and Public Relations for the Baby Fold. The charity based in Normal provides a wide range of care to children with severe emotional and behavioral disabilities. She says December was an especially big month for the Baby Fold. While all charities were in their usual end-of-the-year push, the Baby Fold saw a 50% rise in charitable giving.
The biggest surprise to me was that the people who would tend to give large gifts gave larger gifts than they had in the past. And instead of asking their advisors, should I give or should I not give, they asked the savvy question, how can I do that? And they found good ways.
Beam says cutting the corporate income tax rate and a moderately improved economy have helped loosen charitable purse strings.
When corporations can predict that they're going to have more money in their pockets, they can be more directly charitable. Also, if they feel empowered to hire people, then those people who they have hired then have money to give. So I'm seeing a lot of hope on the horizon rather than a lot of despair, which Shalott had predicted.
Development directors are fundraisers, generally, and not financial planners. But increasingly, they must know nuances of the complicated tax code. That's where Jeff Secord steps in. The Bloomington financial planner created the Central Illinois Charitable Gift Planners, a group of development officers, accountants, lawyers, and financial advisors. They meet periodically to review tax laws and help charities help their donors maximize the impact of their giving. Secord says the tax changes are a blessing and a curse for those in the philanthropic community.
The curse part is you may not be able to itemize. So if you or your advisors are more aware of the opportunities to give gifts, whether it's low-cost basis stock or a gift from an IRA, then more things can happen. And as you plan that, and as the public and the advisory community becomes more aware of it, then more and more giving will take place.
That, he says, is the blessing. One new law allows donors over the age of 70 and a half to make charitable gifts tax-free from their individual retirement account or IRA each year. Another way donors can maximize their giving for tax purposes is through a practice called gift bundling. That's combining multiple years of giving into one tax year to reach a threshold where you can deduct it on your taxes. Secord and his family moved back to Bloomington after living in California for 18 years. He says it's much easier living here in the Midwest. He says he wants to help charities in Bloomington Normal secure the money they need so they can continue to provide vital services to the community so this can remain a vibrant community for future generations.
And in order to do that, it's going to take more private contributions than public because the public contributions, be it the state of Illinois or the federal government, are becoming less predictable. So we as a community need to step up and provide more private funding.
Secord says he helps charities move away from cash donations and donors to give some of their investments to charities. He says it's a lot more paperwork on the front end, but can help donors get bigger tax breaks and charities larger gifts. I'm Eric Stock.